Hey guys, welcome to the Coffee and Coaching Podcast. As ever, we hope you enjoy this episode and take a lot of value from it. And maybe we might be able to make you laugh a little bit too. We started this podcast to help empower and inspire you to take control and create the life that you want to lead. But remember that everything we speak about is just our opinion and shouldn't be taken as medical advice. If you enjoy the podcast, then it would mean the world to us if you could leave a review and share each episode on your social media. The more people that know about how sick this podcast is, the more people we can help. That's enough of that. Let's get into today's episode. Enjoy. So we've just spent about 45 minutes, nearly an hour just talking. And we've both run out of coffee, I assume. Have you still got yours, Jack?
I've been hanging on because I knew this was coming. I've got my minutest little, it's what's left of a double espresso, but it's an espresso, double espresso. So it starts like a full mug.
Have you ever tried to explain that espressos aren't the same thing as Nespressos to someone who isn't into coffee?
No.
Oh, lads, like getting blood out of us, that one.
You know what I love? Because we've just been to the coffee shop I always go to on Saturdays, that District 12.
Yeah.
And the girl behind the counter calls it an espresso. I love it. Like, it's such a Scouse thing. You want two espressos in that?
If I was the owner of District 12, she'd get fired immediately.
It's an espresso, but made really quickly.
An espresso. I got a latte again from Water and Can. I'm not happy with that. You know, remember the one I had a couple of weeks back from Taylor's of Harrogate, the espresso one. It's not an espresso because it's made in a cafetiere. It's not an espresso.
Yeah.
I didn't want to disappoint everyone and more importantly myself by bringing that again to the podcast. So I went and got a latte from the Water and Can, which is, it's beautiful. I'm really enjoying the lattes recently.
Yeah, you've been hammering the lattes recently, haven't you? Because you've got more calories to play with them.
Yeah, I need to fucking learn how to make one myself, though, like, because coffees add the fuck up in terms of bank account, man.
Yeah.
I remember one time, about a year ago, I had, like, loads of consultations, and it was when it was mainly one-to-one PT, so I did them all in person and did them all in Starbucks, and I spent £90 on coffee in, like, 2 weeks.
Mad.
This is ridiculous. This is insane. Mad.
Yeah.
So I need to learn how to make a latte for my actual self. The headache that I had is now gone. For everyone listening, I woke up this morning with a ruthless headache about half an hour ago. It was very present, and now I think it must have just been a lack of caffeine.
Mad. Must have been. Waking up with a headache is arguably like the worst way to start your day, because like, do you ever, like, I love the phrase, like, what you do within the first 2 minutes of waking up defines your day.
Yeah.
Like, you can set the tone for your day within the first 2 minutes of waking up. You wake up with a headache, like, as soon as you open your eyes, your brain's like, ha ha, fuck you. Like, you were going to be dead productive today, were you? No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm going to make it difficult for you to even look at your phone screen. Yeah. Go meditate. Go on. Go meditate. Shut your eyes. Hurts, doesn't it? Yeah. Fuck you. Like a challenge. It's like you've had a run. Like I had a run of like two or three good days this week where I got like loads of work done because I've just transferred everyone over. And then like on the third day, my brain was like, you're doing quite well here. Let's step it up a gear. Let's see if you can still do well, but with a headache.
Just trying to fucking hold you back, lad. They don't want you to win, even your own brain.
I was listening to someone the other day, and I can't remember who it was. It might have been, it was DeMartini, Dr. John DeMartini, saying the illness is just a signal from your body telling you that you're doing something wrong.
When you're getting run down, you mean, or like when you're actually getting infected with something?
All of it. He was saying like, it's like a consequence of your actions, and it was just a really interesting way of like looking at it. Like if you get like diabetes because of the way you eat, you can caught diabetes, like all of your actions have led to diabetes. If you get a cold because your immune system's not working properly, that's a consequence of all your actions to not support a fantastic immune system.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. Within reason, like...
Within reason, like, if you go, like, into a room and someone's got some, like, spreadable virus that you don't know about, obviously, like... But then you could argue that's your actions for not fucking
wearing
a mask and fucking wearing full PPE and a respirator everywhere you go.
Not just locking yourself in the house.
But yeah, I just thought it was a really interesting way of like sort of looking at it. Like if you're someone who gets sick all the time, that's your body screaming at you to be like, hey, no, witness. It was like, yeah, that's your body's signal for you to get back to homeostasis. That's what he said.
Mm.
He was like, illness is like a big signal from your body trying to tell you to get back to homeostasis.
Well, it always happens, doesn't it? Like, I'm sure you've had periods. Like, I feel like you never get ill, but periods where you're just working ridiculously hard and you'll just get a cold and you'll just have, that's probably what it was. You probably got, start to run yourself down. You get like a head cold, you get a headache, you just feel a little bit shit. It's like, that's probably what it was like, because you were working a lot for those 2 days.
Yeah. I only get sick when I've got a lot on.
Yeah.
But then when I get sick, I tell myself I'm not sick and then I don't get sick. Because
it's a state of mind.
State of mind. It is. 100%.
We can't afford to be ill.
Really, though? Like, I've got too much shit to do to be sick. Said that when we moved out. I was like, everyone around me was getting the big C. And I was around them. Wasn't trying to, like, avoid it. I was like, fuck it. Like, I've got shit to do. Like, I can't get sick, mate. I'm fucking moving out and I've got a load of check-ins to do and I've got to set the office up, like...
I've got time
to be laying in bed feeling sorry for myself.
you know what I seen the other day? It was on Instagram. It said, I haven't got time to die.
That's good.
That's something that I would say. You know, the times that I do, like the people, like mainly my girlfriend, she'll ask me to do something. I say, I haven't got time. Sorry. Like, she doesn't drive. So I'll be like, can you give me a lift now? I haven't got time. Can you do the dishes now? I haven't got time. It's like, anything you ask me, I haven't got time. So you best believe I ain't got fucking time to be sick, man. That's too much shit to do. Like this plastic podcast.
Forks to save time.
What?
Plastic forks and cutlery and paper plates so you can save time.
Like this, I haven't got time for this conversation. I don't need to eat in 45 minutes. Let's crack on.
Let's go. 5 reasons you're not getting results. That's what we're talking about today.
Number one, what are we saying?
You're just not doing it long enough.
Boom.
With whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Talking fitness. Let's talk the 2 big ones. Building muscle, losing fat. You're not doing it for long enough. Either way.
Yeah. If you're not experiencing the results that you're looking for, you just haven't done it for long enough.
I had a consultation call ages ago last year with Andrew Keeler, our nutrition on Instagram, if you don't know who he is. He's a really good coach, really knowledgeable in what he does. And I had a client that was a little bit out of my scope in terms of like previous history sort of around food and a relationship with food. And I knew he dealt with that a lot. So I reached out to him, booked a consultation call and was like, can I pick your brain? And he said something on that call that he does with his clients that kind of stuck with me. I'd never really thought about it in this way before. And he was like, what's their goal? So it's to lose X amount of weight. So let's say you want to lose 2 pounds a week for 10 weeks. So you want to lose 20 pounds. He was like, okay, so that's achievable in 10 weeks. Right, tell her it's going to take 30. Tell her from the get-go it's going to take twice or 3 times as long as you know is possible. And then if she does it in 10 weeks, fantastic, well done. You've absolutely crushed it. You've done that in 10 weeks and we had 30 weeks to do it. And they're buzzing.
Mm.
And if they do it in 30 weeks, because they've had 30 weeks to fucking do it, they're going to be fucking buzzing.
Mm.
He was like, what's the rush? What's the rush to do it in 6 weeks?
Mm.
And that was like, something that's so glaringly obvious, but also something you don't really think about. And I was just like, why have I not been doing that all this time? It's like £2 a week, let's lose 10 pounds. Like, yeah, you can. And we can do that. And you probably will do that. And I'll set you up to do that. But if you have a shit week, if it doesn't come off as quick as it does, if you're just not someone who genetically builds muscle as quickly as someone else, then you're going to be less frustrated by doing it a little bit longer.
Mm. I think, yeah, definitely managing expectations. It's like this shit actually just does take a long time. But I think something I see like so often, like I was having a conversation with someone the other day and they were like, you've probably said this before. You've definitely had mates who said this. Just can't lose that last bit of stubborn body fat. And it's like, it's not stubborn. It's not.
What, yeah.
It's not a person. It doesn't have a personality. It can't speak. It's not being stubborn.
You don't get to like, it's yeah.
Just body fat. It doesn't have a choice. Whether
it doesn't have a conscience.
You're not creating a deficit and your body's trying to take it and it's going, no, and it's hanging on.
You get to 6% body fat, but that remaining 6% is like, it's certain fat cells that are like just stubborn. They're me. They're the me of fat cells that just go, no, we like it here. It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. If you create the deficit, it's coming off.
Yeah.
So I think we always say this, Jack, we're in a society where everyone has everything immediately. You can just deliver food. You can get food delivered in 10 minutes. You can just have everything that you want. Even fucking TV is just there whenever you want. You don't have to wait for absolutely anything. So we pair that with what we see on social media. We just see people shredded all the time in fucking unbelievable shape. We don't see the work that went into that. And we just put two and two together and think, oh yeah, if I just smash the gym for a few weeks, I'm gonna get into unbelievable shape as well. It just literally does not work like that. You've got to invest the time in order to see those results. Like,
how many times don't
understand how long it takes?
How many times have you seen on someone's story on social media they've booked a holiday and it's like, hi, like it'll be a joke, but it's like, well, it's not a joke, is it? Because people go on a mad diet. They do it like, I go away in 3 weeks. How do I lose 2 stone? It's like, you start 4 months ago.
Yeah, you start 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to fucking Ocean Beach and I want to look fucking sick with my top off with abs and a six pack, with a fucking big pecs and the fucking six pack. Right, okay, sound. When do you go? Next month. Okay, great. Start 2.5 years ago. Good luck.
But like, it's just... Yeah, sorry, I cut you off then.
Like, you're going to, like, unfortunately, if that's when you start, you're going to feel better for doing something, but you're going to look the same. Hmm? How you look now is how you're going.
Yeah.
Because it takes time.
We definitely, like, can achieve results in very quick periods. Yeah. So all this being said, like, everyone on the cut, 8 weeks, those people got shredded. Like, you can achieve great results, but the people who got shredded had also been training for years,
yeah,
and already had a good amount of muscle and already had an understanding of nutrition and diet, and they were in a great place to just pull that body fat off. They already had the habits in place to pull that body fat off and achieve great results in 8 weeks. And
you've seen
fantastic.
Yeah, like the last post I think I put up, the last client results I put up was like 4 weeks apart, and like their back's completely changed. Yeah, it was. And that's it, £2 difference in 4 weeks, but a body's completely different. That's 4 weeks' work.
Mm.
But again, a lot, and it lies nicely onto our next point, that if you're not being honest with yourself, you're not going to get results. So that client is brutally honest with me.
Mm.
They'll message me and go, oh my God, this week's shit. Mm. Like, it's Tuesday and I haven't worked out yet. I've missed a meal. I went over my calories yesterday. I've done this, I've done that. And they know, they're not sugarcoating it. Like, I don't need to like delve into why. But again, they've got that experience of they've done this before.
Yeah, not necessarily that, like, lot,
but they've trained for a while.
You can achieve good results, but it's just literally like, It sounds so simple, but the longer you do it, the better the results will be. So, like, you could do a fat loss phase for 8 weeks and be in good shape. If you extend it to 12, you're going to be even leaner. If you extend it to 16, you're going to be even leaner again. So if you're sat here now doing a fat loss phase and you're applying yourself for 4 weeks and you think, you like, you're not fucking hell, I'm not where I want to be, and you lose motivation, shut the fuck up. You've been doing it for 4 weeks, lad. Do it longer.
Yeah.
You've been you've been in it for 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months even, and you're getting a bit unhappy with the level of body fat and you're not quite yet where you want to be with the amount of muscle that you've got, shut the fuck up and just do it for longer.
Yeah.
Like, it takes fucking years. Like, you can't just expect to dedicate yourself for 6 months and a year and then be in the same place or hold yourself accountable to the people that you're looking at on Instagram who've been training for 10, 12, 15 years. It's never going to happen. You need to apply yourself for a very long time before you get to where you want to be. And the amount of time that you're within that and the amount of time that you're pushing for those results will dictate the level of results that you're currently experiencing.
Love it.
What's on point number two?
Not being honest. Not being honest with yourself about how long it's actually going to take. And how much you're willing to put into it. I think that one is a big one, because I don't care if you don't want to put a lot of effort in.
Just
be honest with yourself. Yeah. Like, doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? Some people have a lot of free time and can go, I want to train 5 days a week. I want to follow this religious meal plan because, to be honest, I've not got a lot of pressure in the rest of my life and I can dedicate a lot of brain space, like during lockdown with me doing a photo shoot.
Mm.
Like, I had a lot of spare fucking time. We were in lockdown. Like, I was like, yeah, sounds, just give me this to focus on because it's going to help me do that now. Could I do that now while managing the A2All stuff and running this business and everything else that's going on? Not in a million years. Realistically, I couldn't train 5-6 days a week.
Mm.
But I'd be honest about that. And if you're not, if your effort is here, if your willingness to work is here and the outcome you want is here, you they don't align. Or the time scale of how long it's going to take. Like, I want to look like that in 8 weeks. But you've got the work ethic and the time and the ability to do it in 20 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go into it and like, yeah, I want that in 8 weeks, but you haven't got the time or the brain space or the commitment to do it, but you're not honest with yourself about that, it's not going to happen and you're going to get frustrated.
I think this goes back to what we always speak about is values as well. Aligning yourself with values. Like, if you're honest with yourself and sit down and understand your values, this whole process becomes so much easier. Like, if you're in that situation and the thing you value the highest is career, relationship, family, and then it's training. You need to put your goals in alignment with that. Like, you can't expect to get shredded in 8 weeks because it's not going to happen. But yeah, if your highest value is to get shredded, then you can be honest with yourself and say, yeah, that's all I fucking care about. I don't care about my relationship as much as I do about training. So whenever she tells me that she wants me to go for the meal, I'm going to tell her to fuck off because all I care about is nutrition.
Getting shredded.
Yeah. So you can be honest with yourself, you can actually set goals in alignment with your values and attack and feel like more fulfilled in it. You're not getting frustrated because your goals and values don't align.
But also on the flip side, like, that alignment your values and you know, like, yeah, training is my highest value, so I can commit to it. Whereas on the other side, if you align with them and realize, okay, well, training's not even in my top highest values. Well,
that's what I said, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but the outcome of the training is. But then you're honest. It's like, well, actually, if I can actually manage to do 2 sessions a week, I'm crushing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rather than, like, you need to train 3 to 5 times a week to look like this. Okay, well, I can't. So what now? Well, if you can manage 2 times a week and they're 2 really fucking good sessions and you get them in, you've crushed your week.
Yeah. But then also with that, you do have to be honest with yourself. You're never going to achieve the results that you could if you could train 6 times a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So again, it should be enough. But it's just stop lying to yourself. You fucking
stop. Muffin. Yeah. Like stop
lying to yourself. Like
no one benefits from it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think as well, with being honest with yourself, how adherent actually are you? Or are you chatting shit?
Massive one.
You're saying, yeah, I'm sticking to the program, but are you though? Are you actually though?
Yeah. Like this is a big one for me. Like, I don't care. And I tell people this all of the time. When we start tracking food or when we start like setting nutrition goals, I don't care what you put in your face hole. I don't. If you tell me you ate Domino's 3 days in a row, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you're fucking shit at dieting. Like, I don't care. Great. Did it taste nice? Did you account for it? Did you, like, are you aware of what that means for the rest of your nutrition moving forward? That's what I care about.
Hmm?
If you go, oh, yeah, well, actually, 3 days ago, I had a Domino's and I didn't track it because Domino's is bad. And it's like, well, you're stupid then. That's where you're stupid, is for not, for like pretending like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because, well, now, yeah, how do we overcome that? How many calories did you go over? What training did you miss? How many steps were you under?
Yeah.
Without the information, without the honesty.
Yeah.
I can't help you. I can't. I don't know.
This is what I was saying I had a conversation this morning with one of my clients about fried chicken. And then it's just like, can I have fried chicken? I was like, yeah, lad. Yeah. Fucking of course you can. Like, you can eat whatever the fuck you want. Food is just food. You said this to me once, and it's always told me food is just food.
Just food.
Data is just data. So if you come in and you're like, yeah, I stuck to it perfectly, and you did, and you deliver the data, and it's like, yeah, flying. I can coach that. Perfect, flying. If you go off plan and you start lying, then I'm just here, sat there, like, well, what do I... By the way, we can all tell when you're lying.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Lying. So don't lie. Just give me the data. Like, if something went terribly, just be honest. Have the honesty with yourself and with me. Give me the data. And with that data, I'll coach you. And we'll be like, right, well, if you want a Domino's every week, you need to understand what that will result in. That will cause poorer results, undoubtedly. But as long as you're honest with yourself, with your values again, you're okay with that. And happy days. Now you're honest with the data. Now I can coach you properly. Everyone's a winner.
Here's a way that most people understand it when you put it this way around. Can you afford to buy that £500,000 house? If you look in your bank account now, have you got the money to buy that house right now? No. Okay, well, you can't buy it. If your bank account said £1 million, or you could get a mortgage to buy that £1 million house, could you buy it? Yes. Right, okay, well, if you've got the calories to play around with, yes, you can have the Domino's. Are you going to have to sacrifice some of the things that you buy to afford the £1 million house and save up the money?
Mm.
Yes. Are you going to have to bank some calories from some other days of the week to afford that high calorie meal and not massively fuck up the plan? Yes. It's just numbers. When you go to a bank for a mortgage application, they look at the numbers in your bank account. They look at the numbers coming in. They look at the numbers going out.
Mm.
We're a mortgage advisor for calories.
Mm.
You come to us. You give us the numbers of what you weigh and what you move and how long you want to take to get to the number or the weight or the visual look that you want. And then we look at the numbers going in and the numbers going out and go, okay, well, that's not going to happen. That's what we are. I'm coining that term. I am the mortgage advisor of bodies.
Yeah. That's class. You've got to work out how many calories you've got to pay in order to get
your
fucking house paid off.
Yeah. Your building, your body is your home.
Nice.
Oh, mate, this is such a good post. Don't steal it on me.
This is unreal.
Your body is your home, and I am the mortgage advisor showing you where you need to cut back and where you need to spend to get the body that you want.
Nice.
God, that's such a good post this week.
That's unreal, lad.
Strap in for that.
Make sure you do an email on that as well.
That's actually my Sunday email.
An IGTV, a fucking, a reel, everything.
Just everything. Just repaste the fuck out of it. Just take a little sound bite out of this and fucking woo-hoo!
Yeah, so point number one, do it for longer. Point number two, be honest with yourself. What's point number three, lad?
Is you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. This is what we came up with just before. It's like, do you actually know what the fuck you're doing? So, like, you could be honest with yourself. You could align yourself with your values and you got, sorry, you could align your goals and your values together. You could be honest with your coach. You could be honest with yourself if you don't have a coach. You could be doing it for a really long period and doing all of that. And, but, like, if you're not seeing results at that point, like, are you actually doing it right? Or are you actually just being a fucking idiot? Not even being a fucking idiot, because there's a lot of information out there and we don't necessarily know what to do. But, like, are you actually just doing it wrong, in which case you will never get to where you want to be? Are you doing blue kickbacks on the Stairmaster?
Like,
get a big bum.
There's so many people I speak to who have got this fantastic work ethic, are like crystal clear on what they want. Like, that's the body I want. That's the goal. That's how I want to look. That's how I want to feel. And I will work tirelessly every day to get it. But are following some dog shit plan, don't know how to eat right, and don't actually, like, so they're just putting all of this time and effort into smashing the gym. They go every day, they put hours into it, they meal prep. But what they're doing is just treading water. Mm. And it's like, I see this anyway, because I'm not a bodybuilding coach. It's people who want to be a bodybuilder, and I'll say to them, oh, look, maybe do this. But they look at me and go, well, you're not a bodybuilder. What would you know? Like, you've got the work ethic. I'm not slagging you off. I just want to nudge you to the left. You're here treading water, and there's a footpath on the left of you. I just want to drag you out the pool, put you on a footpath.
Yeah.
Same effort that's keeping you afloat in the water is going to have you flying down that footpath.
Mm-hmm. I experienced the same thing, because I'm not a juice head and I'm not as big as a lot of people.
Yeah.
Look at me and I'm smaller than them.
Look at your favorite saying. I know more about why you're the size you are than you do.
Yeah. I know more about why you're big than you do. But you can't see that when you look at me.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know how we got onto that topic. How did we get onto that?
Because you're talking about you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, you could be applying. This is one of the things that is like such a common thing that I speak about with people when they book in for a consultation call with me to see if they're right for the team, if they're going to pass the selection process. It's like, you're applying so much effort into your program right now, but you're just not seeing results. And it's like, how fucking frustrating is that?
Yeah.
How frustrating is that? Like, working your ass off every day, smashing your food, smashing your training, but unknowingly, it's just, you're just pissing in the wind, literally. Like, you're just literally banging your head against the wall over and over again. Like, that's where I come in and I'm just like, right, well, stop doing that with your food. Tweak it this way. Do this with your protein. Distribute your food this way. Change your training a little bit. Let's pull volume down. Let's increase intensity. Let's do this, blah, blah, blah. And now, 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, shit, this is fucking flying. 4 weeks later, you're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And then you start to actually become even more motivated and have an even greater work ethic because you're actually seeing the results that your hard work deserves. But it's just, so far, you're just pissing in the wind, doing something wrong.
For my clients and like the people I work with, I had a phone call, I had a discovery call where people come in and they find out like what's actually achievable. What are you actually capable of? Come and sit down with me, tell me what you want, and I'll tell you how much more you're actually capable of. And so we jumped on this discovery call, and she said to me, she'd been doing Weight Watchers for 20 years.
Wow.
Weight Watchers or Slimming World? I get that they're both fucking dog shit, aren't they? So it doesn't really matter which one. Get what I mean? One of those community-based weight loss, step on a scale once a week, and be the same programs that people do for 20 years, right? I've been doing this for 20 years. I was like, great, great. That's fantastic. Because what that shows me is that you're fucking committed to getting results because you've done it for 20 years. The only problem is you've just been following the wrong plan for 20 years. Imagine you'd have followed me and my advice for 20 years. What position you'd be in now.
Mm.
So all we're going to do is take that work ethic that you have for Weight Watchers and just get rid of all of the jargon and go do this instead. Do it for 10 years. Do it for 5 years.
1 year.
Do it for the next 12 months and you will be a different human. If you can commit to following something for 20 years, you're an extremely committed individual. You just haven't been rewarded for your efforts.
Mm.
Because you've been given something that isn't fit for purpose.
Just taking that energy and just directing it in the correct avenue and just experiencing results, man.
That's like, life-changing. If you can get that into someone's mind, that like they come to me on the call feeling frustrated and useless and like they're never going to be able to lose weight and they've got no self-belief that they're actually capable of this. And you can say, well, you've done it for 20 years.
Mm?
You've committed to this for 20 whole years of your life. All we're going to do is take that commitment into something that actually works. And then they're leaving the call. They haven't even started yet. And they're like, fucking hell, I'm committed as fuck. I have got this. If I can do it for 20 years, I can do it for fucking 20 weeks.
Yeah. And then it becomes easier to commit. It becomes a lifestyle then because you're actually seeing results. You actually get that feedback loop and your brain starts kicking in with dopamine and all that shit. And then that's the life-changing shit. It becomes addictive then when you start showing the commitment. You start seeing the progress. Then you get addicted to it. And then that's when the results come. Point number two. Sorry, point number four.
Point number two was not being honest with yourself. Point number four is a culmination of different things that basically mean, wasn't that a nice word? Culmination. Of basically all of them point to a lack of awareness in your behaviors. So we kind of touched on it before, don't know why you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're not aligned with your values. You self-sabotage because you don't know why you self-sabotage. So you've got a lack of awareness of why you keep self-sabotaging. Mm-hmm. You've got a lack of awareness of what you need to do with your food or what food is doing to you and what the exercises you're doing now are doing to you and what exercises could potentially be better for you. It's a big one, this, isn't it? That's why we left it to a little bit further in.
Yeah. It's like a lack of awareness is just, it's a massive broad term, isn't it? I think I want to drill into first, understanding your why, which we speak about all the time. And it, as you just said, links into your values. But this is every single discovery call which I have with a potential new client. So I'm trying to work out if we're going to be a good fit. The first thing I ask is, why do you want to achieve your goal? I don't even, like, they fill out the form and it'll be like, tell me your goals in that. So I would know, get big, lose body fat, whatever it is, get shredded, step on stage. But like, why do you want to do that though? Because everyone wants to do that. But specifically, what is it for you that is going to, what is it for you specifically that's driving you to achieve that? Is it because you're insecure and you just feel like a skinny muppet every time you walk into a room? Is it because you got bullied when you were a kid? Is it because your dad didn't love you? Like, there's like, you need to be able to like drill down and understand the reason as to why you're actually trying to achieve something. If you don't know why you're doing something, then when shit gets hard, you're just going to fall the fuck off.
100%. Like, motivation isn't a thing.
Mm.
Linking back to what Dr. DeMartini says, you don't need motivation. Motivation doesn't exist. Inspiration does.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that way of thinking about it. Like, when you're truly inspired by your why, you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this week, I sat for well, 10 hours, 2 days in a row, staring at these two monitors to transfer all of my clients from one coaching app to a new coaching app and everything that entails in it. It's a chunk of work. It was what we spent about 40 minutes before this podcast talking about. If you weren't inspired by delivering a fantastic service and the thought that by transferring this app, it's going to skyrocket the amount of, like, the level of service I can deliver to my clients. And, like, that's why I've done it. It's like, this is going to be able to create a better community, improve how easy it is for me to communicate with my team remotely and for them to be able to communicate with me. The workouts are simpler and easier for them to do. The guidance and the videos and the support, it's all just so much better. And I can see that because that is one of my highest values, is education and support of delivering a fantastic service to my clients. So that's highly inspiring to me. So for 20 plus hours this week, I've done that. Forgot to eat meals. Forgot to go to the toilet. I forgot to go to the gym.
You forgot to go to the toilet?
Forgot to go to the toilet. I was sitting. I forgot to feed the dog. I told you, didn't I? He come in and he was nudging me with his nose.
I want to know what happens when you forgot to go to the toilet. Do you shit your pants in the seat?
No, well, I was listening to the Huberman podcast and he was like, if I go into a state of flow, he was like, if I need the toilet, I'll just ignore it. He was like, I'm not breaking that state of flow to go for the week. I'm not going to wet myself. I'll just hold it. Yeah. So I was doing that. It was like, it's not like I forget to go to the toilet. I wasn't wetting myself. I was like, I really need a wee. No, do more. Yeah. Cannot hold it. Yeah, this is. And that overrid all of my other priorities, all my other values, like even training. Training's one of my highest values. And I didn't train this week because I was like, no, this needs done.
Yeah.
And that was fine. And I didn't hate it. And I happily sat there to do it because I could clearly see a link to my why.
Mm.
So it wasn't a chore. I didn't need motivation to get up and do it. I was straight up, straight in the office, get to work on it.
Mm.
Because I was inspired to do it. And if you're inspired by your why, and there's that clear connection, you're just like you're on rails, like you're on a trail track, on a train track. You're just in the direction that you need to be.
Yeah. And when you're aligned with your why, it's just literally, as you say, you can't be pulled away. You can't have a day where you don't get shit done. The stuff that you need to get done, if you're so aligned with your why, you will just find a way to get it done. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Jack. I think what you've spoken about there are your values. They're your highest values, are delivering a high level of service to your clients and all of that. But why do you feel that is one of your highest values? What is it for you specifically deep down that causes you to have such an intense desire to deliver a high level of service to your clients? Because that's your real why.
Yeah. So that for me is the why. So yeah, that is my value. My why is because I've been in that position where they are. I've felt the position of feeling helpless and not knowing what to do and feeling confused and being unhappy with my body. And I've been in some dark, unhappy places in my mind and in my body. And I don't ever want anyone else to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my why.
So that's the why. So
that's the why.
The thing that's deep down, which drove him to sit at the desk for 20 hours and give himself a headache this morning or yesterday morning. That's the why that caused him to go above and beyond and just forget to go to the toilet, forget to feed the dog, forget to train, because that was just so high on his values. And it's like, if you can actually align with that, like Jack's so clear on that, I just asked him and he just went bum, bum, bum. Just whacked it off because it's so clear for him. And that's why he shows this level of dedication to his business, because he understands what he's doing and why he's doing it. Whereas, like, you guys listening, some of you might be sat there thinking, I actually don't know why I'm in the gym. Like, I put this on my story yesterday. Like, why do you go to the gym? Like, what are you actually trying to achieve? Why? Why are you there?
Some of the let's dig into that, because that was good and that's a fantastic point. Some of those answers, people have answers for why. They're not why. So like let me get it up. So like some of them answers, quickly fill some gap for me while I get this up for you.
Do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go and speak on my story about this in a bit, because it's probably a good point.
One of them, to look good when I'm smashing. I, as a coach, as a human being, know from reading that that's not your why.
No.
So you dig deeper. That's a good one. Okay, so why? Why do you want to look good when you're smashing? When have you not looked good when you were smashing? Who said something to you about your body when you've been having sex? As an ex-partner, as an ex, as a friend said something when you've been on a beach? Have you been on holiday and you've tried to chat a bird up and she's KB'd you at the bar because you were a bit overweight? That's why then, isn't it? That's why you're in the gym.
You don't want your inferior physique to hold you back in life anymore, in whatever situation it is. You don't want it to be able to stop you from pulling birds. You don't want to feel insecure around females anymore. So that's why you're in the gym. So being honest with yourself, again, going back to point two, be honest with yourself. Understand your fucking why and go and do it. And I mean, I know the guy, so if he's listening to this, it might not be that. Knowing him, I don't think it is that. I think he was literally just messing. But in general, like, that's a thing that people, that's the thing that people will say, yeah, that's why I'm doing it. But like, no, it's not. It's not. What's the deep underlying thing? Like some people were saying to, what were the other ones? There was a couple of others.
Some really good ones. I first went to lose weight, now just love learning and getting better.
The funniest one is like, this person is so not in line with the values. And if you're listening, like, we need to have a conversation because it's unacceptable. Fuck no, I just went there 4 years ago and I'm still there.
That was my favourite one.
You're so far away from understanding your why. It's unbelievable.
That why, it's ticking a box. It's subconsciously ticking a box for you. Yeah. You just don't know what that box is. It's like,
did the person who said that, and I mean, you probably won't be listening, but if he is, then we'll have this conversation in person. It's like, he has so much potential to be in a greater physique than he currently is. And he's not, because he's not aligned with his why. I've seen him train like a fucking lunatic in the past. He's been in unbelievable shape in the past, and now he's not. And it's because he's not in alignment with why the fuck he's there.
That is probably one of the greatest things you can do in life. It's why Demartini is so fucking successful and has impacted so many people's lives, because he calls it unlocking your genius.
Yeah.
I called it in an email last week, unlocking your superpowers.
Yeah.
Like, you're capable of so much more than you're doing right now, and aligning with your why, like being honest, going back to that point again, being honest with what your why actually is and not being scared to ask some difficult questions. And that's what we do with clients, is ask those difficult questions, because we know the power of finding your why.
Mm-hmm.
If you're prepared to answer them, you will you'll transform your life.
Yeah.
I've transformed my life, my business, and I'm now transforming other people's lives.
And businesses,
because I'm fucking clear, without a shadow of a doubt, why I get up every morning and do this.
Yeah.
And how everything else I do links to this.
Mm-hmm.
Why training links to this. Why my diet links to this. Why going to bed at the right time links to this.
Mm-hmm.
Why doing this podcast links to this.
Mm-hmm.
Why turning up for appointments links to this. Whatever it is,
yeah.
I know why. And I also know why things don't link to it.
Yeah.
That doesn't add value to it. Right, fuck off. That doesn't add value to this. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Because I'm clear on it. So I become a superhuman, like a robot for it. Yeah. There's no motivation.
Yeah. Like this morning, I didn't want to do this podcast, but I know how essential it is to create the vision for my life that I want. So I turned the fuck up and did it. And it's probably the same with you, Jack. There's probably mornings where you can't be asked for this podcast.
Yeah.
But I'm here to deliver value to yous, because I want to help yous. That's my why. In the same way that Jack has been in a bad situation mentally and physically before. Not so much I've been in a bad situation mentally, but I know what it feels like to be a skinny fucking muppet. And now I also know what it feels like to not be such a skinny fucking muppet. And I want to be able to resonate with you guys and speak with you guys and help you transition from that point where you feel fucking shit in your body and you look in the mirror and you feel like a fucking skinny gimp. I want to be able to take you from that to a point where you can look in the mirror and feel confident as fuck. You can bang your top off on the beach. You can take your top off and bang your bird and feel like a fucking god. Like, that's one of my whys. And so I turned up to the podcast today.
Yeah. Like, we're not saying, like, you'll turn into this stupid... This goes back to this point of lack of awareness. If you're not aware of that, like, I have days where I don't want to come in the office and work. I have days where I don't want to go in the gym. Not because, like, this week I didn't go to the gym because I needed to put more time into the business. So that's why I didn't go to the gym. And that's fine. But that's an awareness choice. Whereas if I'm choosing not to go to the gym because I'm woke up and a bit tired, so I can't be asked going to the gym. Without the awareness of me being able to step back and look at my behavior and go, is that me? Is that the kind of person I am? Is that the kind of thing that I'm going to do? Or is that the old me?
Mm.
If you can create that awareness because you know your why, that doesn't happen. Or it happens less.
Yeah.
It's only then the really fucking bad days where you go, when you lose sight of your why. And that's why it's important to come back to it.
Even the only so, time, I don't think if you're ever in touch with your why, you'll never miss a session. Unless it's like, unless it's like someone died.
But again, your why shifts then and your values shift in that moment because they're constant, they're a fluid, aren't they? That's not a solid why. As you grow as a person, that they'll grow and change with you. So, like, if your fucking partner dies, if your mum or your dad dies, like, that is your number one priority, hands down. There, if you love them, if family is part of your highest values, then they shift to number one because they need you there.
Yeah.
But if they're wrestling for number one spot with your training, you'll probably still go to the gym.
Yeah.
You probably still eat right. You probably still sleep right. I seen a video on someone's story today. Of a girl.
You'll find, maybe you'll still be there for your family, but you'll find a way to get the gym still.
Yeah, yeah. You'll go and see
everything else. We'll take a hit.
Yeah.
There's a lad, I won't say his name, but you won't mind me saying, in Trains in Prophecy, who had a kid, and then a day later, he was back in the gym. Like, kid's one day old, and he's in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, because it's so high on his list of values. Which is fucking flying.
Which is hard for some people, I think. Like, Mark had this conversation with us about, like, some people, like, well, my partner's not in my top highest values. It's like, that's okay. It's not a bad thing. Doesn't mean you don't love them.
Hmm?
And if they understand what your highest values are, it'll probably actually strengthen your relationship rather than break it down.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking loves his kid. There's no doubt about it. He fucking loves his kid.
Which leads on unbelievably nicely to the next point, which is a community which supports you.
Nice. Because you've transitioned
so
well through these points today. It's almost like we planned it.
I actually didn't plan that transition. That just came so nicely. Because a relationship will work best if that person supports you and your values. So there's no friction between what you have to do to support that relationship and what you actually want to do with your life and what's inspiring to you. If you're constantly being told by your partner you can't do these inspiring actions, you're going to be frustrated as fuck and unfulfilled. And this is why it's so important to have a community of people which support you. Not even a community, that sounds big, like just a small group of people that you can speak to, which have similar goals and similar drive and similar work ethic towards the same common goal. And you can actually support each other within that.
Yeah, 100%. We were speaking about this yesterday when we had a little coffee date, weren't we, or the day before, whenever it was. About I think I post about it, like, just because the people around you don't get your goals doesn't mean, like, well, so I've got to fuck all my friends off because they don't like going to the gym. Like, no, that's not what we're saying. Like, because I hate that phrase, but I also do agree with, like, you need your circle does define you. It's just you can go and find a new circle and keep your old one.
Yeah.
If that serves you.
Mm.
Whereas if you love all your friends to bits but they don't like going to the gym, go and find a circle of people who do like going to the gym and hang around with them as well. Speak to them as well. Talk about the gym with them, and that will inspire you to keep going to the gym.
Yeah.
And keep your friends. Go for a meal with your friends. Do all the shit that you do with your friends. But if you really actually hate your friends and they're making you go out every weekend, you don't really like going out, but you've been mates with them since you were like 10, so you feel like you're obligated to be friends with them, but they're actually not aligning with your values and they're actually like holding you back, then yeah, fuck them off.
Yeah.
It doesn't save you. Like, you're not here to save other people. You're here to save yourself.
Mm. Fuck off. Be a savage.
Follow that one.
But
again, going back to the previous point, if you know what your why is, you'll have no gripes in doing that.
Yeah.
Because it is just, there's no question about it. That's my why. That's the purpose. That's why I'm on this earth. At this point in time, that's why I exist.
Mm.
Is to do this so that other people don't feel the way I felt. So anything that doesn't save that, I've no time for it.
Mm-hmm.
No brain space for it, because it is, it's the reason I get up. It's the reason I am here. So why would I waste any other time?
Yeah. So this is why we both created a bit of a community amongst our clients, because it's like, although we are there to support our clients one-to-one, and that's fantastic, great, great results will come from that. I want to create a community of my clients who are like, they're all fucking unbelievable people with the same goals, but then no one knows each other. And it's just a bit like bringing everyone together. Now everyone can have a chat in the fucking group chat. Everyone can join in the lives on the weekend and discuss their wins, discuss their struggles, feel like they're actually part of a team, like part of an actual movement that's everyone's moving towards the same goal. And feel supported in that, rather than just going home and your wife and kids are just like not supporting you in the slightest. And it's almost like dragging you away from what you actually want to achieve. And you end up being unfulfilled because everyone around you, your family, doesn't give a fuck about what you're trying to achieve. If you can just indulge yourself in a community where people are actually inspiring. Like, I left that when we went for a coffee with everyone the other day and was like, actually like pumped and excited to go home and get back on the laptop. I was like, yeah, let's fucking smash it. Like, that doesn't happen if I don't see you. Like, I'll still get the shit done and I still am in alignment with my why, but having a group of people around you that have the same goals and can inspire you to push harder is fucking unbelievable. It's invaluable.
Part of the community aspect for me is selfish. I'll be completely honest, because my clients inspire me with what they do. Like, you guys, if my clients are listening, like, you guys are the one doing all the work. And I don't think you see how much you're actually doing, and no one else is cheering you on, because potentially people in your life don't get it, don't really understand it, don't feel your feelings. I see it. I know it. I've been there. I feel that. I see you overcoming it. And you overcome shit that I couldn't even imagine overcoming. You've gone from somewhere like a real place of darkness and unhappiness. And now, like, I had a message yesterday from a client who completed the Level 10 Life program, messaged me last night and said she went to work and it was the first time back actually in physical work. And she had to travel to Birmingham, and there was a group of 12 people she worked with, and they had a life coach come in, and they talked about like commitment. And he said, stand up if you feel like you're someone who's a committed person. And everyone stood up, and he was like, okay, well, this is actually what commitment is. Commitment is you say you're going to do something, you do it. Commitment is when you set a goal, you reach it and you set a new goal. Commitment is having a clear vision and working towards it. And he listed all of these things, what commitments are. And he was like, okay, now, if you still think you're committed and you're all those things, sit down. And she was the only one in the room that sat down.
Sick.
And she messaged me and she was like, when we started, I never would have sat down. I wouldn't have even thought. I probably wouldn't have ever stood up to say I was committed. Mm. And I was the only person in the room. She said the rest of the room was looking at me as if I was like, had a big ego. And she was like, I don't care. Like, I know I'm committed. And she shared that with me. And she shared that in the community. And she had someone to go and celebrate that to.
Mm.
And then I can big her up and be like, this is big. This isn't just like, you felt good when you done it, but no, this is huge.
Mm.
Like, I want you to know how big this is. And that, for me, is inspiring because I'm like, fuck, that's sick. Look what people are capable of. Look what humans can do. So it's selfish in that respect, but it's also, my other clients see that now and go,
yeah,
she can do that. Well, I can then.
Yeah. And it's like that there's that. Everyone can inspire each other, but it's like also having it to share for her from her point of view. Like she might have went home and told her husband or her boyfriend or whatever, and you just be like, ah, sick that. And then just got on with his day, and she had just deflated as fuck immediately.
Yeah.
It's like we need, as humans, we need a community. We need our little fucking troop where we can just drive towards a common goal. That's what we're fucking designed for. We're social animals. That's how our brains work. And if, I mean, look, if you're listening to all these points and thinking, fucking hell, I resonate a lot with these. Like, are you being honest with yourself? Are you in alignment with your values? Do you know your why? Do you feel like you need the community? Then literally just drop us, either of us, a message. And just literally a no obligation call. Just sit down with us, have a chat. We'll go through the selection process and we can just decide whether you're going to be right for the team for either me or for Jack. And just enter into this path of achieving the actual results that you're looking for and no longer being the person who's directing so much energy and wasting their time with stupid programs, not understanding why they're not achieving things, and actually feeling supported, and finally achieving the goals that you set out to achieve.
Yeah, like that is why we call it a discovery call. It's a two-way conversation to see if, one, you bring the right mindset to our community, and you're going to lift everyone else up, because we don't want to bring someone in who's going to be like, oh, this is boring. I hate this. Why are we exercising? Exercise is stupid. Like, I want someone who's going to add value to the community.
Mm.
I want someone who's determined, who's willing to work, who's committed and ticks all of the boxes that we need for you to be the person that you want to be, and that you're ready to be that person now. Not that you kind of want it. Not that, oh, it's a nice to have. Like, you're ready. You're in that position. That's what I need to see on a call.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you to be like, is this the right community for me?
Yeah.
Does this align with my values? Does this feel right? And then we take it from there. It's a discovery for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Isaac said, it's a selection process for both of us. But you won't know if you just sit here and don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Should we wrap it up?
Fantastic episode. Absolutely loved this week.
Indeed, lad. I liked that. I think that was around about an hour-ish as well. Not bad. I'm going to go and eat. And I've got a big fat, dirty pull session today.
Nice. Me and Rachel are about to go somewhere and make each other feel sick.
Gives people more context for that, lad.
Let's give more context to that. me and Rachel train together every Saturday. And it's always just something. Just a bit horrible. So we're going to go and do that.
Lovely. Enjoy. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any questions, then hit us on Instagram at coach.comarda.
At jack.level10life or at rach.level10life.
Boom. Speak to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Catch you later, guys.